Hi guys. So, hi again. It's me. I hope you're doing good right now. I know I've been posting a lot. Just, you know, kind of having a rough week and doing this and getting to explore with you has been pretty awesome. I don't think I've ever been this turned on in my life, and it's so fucking hot. So tonight I kind of wanted to do something a little different and do an AMA sort of thing, except for these A's are going to be pre-selected. I didn't read them too hard, so some of them I will not know. They're all going to be dirty of nature, so be warned, I might get very descriptive and a little kinky. I apologize if my language offends you, but I hope you stay, you know? It'll be fun. Okay, so let's get into it. Okay. All right. Here it is. I found it. Yay! I know. I'm excited about it too. Okay. What is the dirtiest thought you've ever had? I've had so many dirty thoughts. Like, it's 90% of my brain, I guess, is dirty ass thoughts. So it's hard to pick a favorite or like dirtiest, because they totally change. Like, they evolve over time. Like, it becomes, you know, that one time somebody was watching you and your partner get off, or, you know, it just changes. Like, when I was 17, one of my dirty thoughts, and oh my god, this is gonna be so PG and embarrassing, but I'm rolling with it. I did not get kissed until I was 17. It was at a camp, and at the end of the day, I was walking with this guy who was really handsome, or, you know, hormonal teenage me thought he was. Now I just realize it was just, you know, teenager stuff. So we were walking back to my cabin. It was supposed to be, you know, lights out. Everybody was supposed to be in their side of the camp. You know, the girls and the guys were separated. And he walked me home right around nights out. And he walked me to the back of my cabin, or the side of my cabin. And he pushed me. It was a nice push. It was intense. Our lips connected. You know, he walked closer to me and closer to me. Our lips connected. And then he kind of pushed me against the wall and made out with me. Now, I'm sure it's very tame by today's standards, but 17-year-old me felt like she was fucking on fire, you know, tingles everywhere, just so hot. You know, 17 years old and never kissed or anything, I about exploded, and I can tell you that I was excited about it. So that was a thought that I replayed, and then late into my, not late, like early 20s, I recently started having that fantasy again as an adult, and it is hot, you know, because you can always turn that what if, you know, like he pressed me against the wall and then wrapped my legs around him, and then we made out and grinded on each other until we both pre-came in our clothes, and then we stripped our clothes off, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm a very imaginative woman, so... yeah. Oh gosh, I hope you're still listening. I hope so. I hope this is, I don't know, turning you on. Not yet, but I'm sure we'll get you there. Okay. What is the first thing you do if you woke up one day and you were the opposite sex? Oh my god. Yeah, y'all know, I'd probably lock myself in a room, play with myself, and be a little dirty. You know, what girl doesn't think about what that feels like? You know, it's much, much easier to stroke something that's coming out of your body than self-insert yourself. So, oh god, that's sexy. So there's that. Oh my gosh, this is either the best thing I've ever done or the worst. We'll see. What sexual activity do you consider totally off limits? Okay, so for me, I don't like knife play, rape. Well, not every girl, or not every girl. I don't want to say that. Most girls, or some girls, have, you know, that fantasy. But scat play, urine play, blood play, like, those are my limits, my no-no zone. Everything else, I think my motto is, I would like to try it once, but only if everybody is consenting and the energy is good and everybody is happy. You know, you never want to do it as, you know, a resort to fix something or, you know, just because somebody's pressured you. So I think it totally matters about the vibe. What's the most embarrassing thing your parents have caught you doing? Oh god, I've been caught masturbating so many times. Most of the times, my brain has convinced myself that they never saw anything, because I'd always have two fans on in my room on high volume, and later in life when I got a TV, I'd have that going, so, and I'd have my door closed, but I'd be able to hear them, and so I would just, like, kind of close my legs and put a book up, or if I wasn't reading a dirty book, I would put the book up and act like I was just sitting in bed reading or sleeping or something. And I'm 100% sure that maybe they didn't buy it and they're just being nice, so we're both pretending that never happened. Yeah, let's see. Oh, what's the weirdest thing that you've ever done when you were alone? Oh my gosh, I don't know if I want to answer this. This is pretty freaking personal, but one time I was home alone, and I was bored, and it was hot, and there was a cucumber or a zucchini type object in the fridge, and yeah, I popped that thing in my pussy. It felt good. I was so hot, and then it cooled me down, and then it got me hot again, and then, you know where this goes. Yeah, so maybe that, or if we're going, no, we're not going to go non-sexual tonight. Let's see. What is the most flirtatious thing you've ever done? Oh, I'm a flirt. I am a flirt, 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 flirt. One time my boyfriend and I were out, and we were at a dinner somewhere, and I was hot, and I wanted him to know, and I think I wanted some part of me for him to enjoy it. But I stripped off my panties in the bathroom, kind of fingered myself because they were creamy. And when I walked back to the table, I then handed them to him, and he immediately, we were sitting close together, he immediately, he stuck his fingers in me. And he almost made me come in that booth. I almost came so hard, and it was so fucking hot. Oh god. Yes, I enjoyed that one. I guess we could just talk about hot shit that I've done that has turned me on. Yeah, let's fucking do that. So, there was this one time, when my husband and I were dating, And he had to drive really far to see me, so it wasn't a big deal for him to come over. And I don't know if this was before we started having sex, you know, like fucking, like him fucking me in my pussy. But I decided I wanted to have some fun. And recently we'd had our first sex shop trip together where we bought, I don't know what you call them, but they're like binders or they're leg cuffs, and stuff like that. And they were Velcro, so you could kind of figure it out yourself. And I decided I wanted to give him a very, very good time. So I used those. I was able to figure it out. Don't ask me how. And I tied them behind my back, blindfolded myself, and knelt at my front door, like right at my front door, kind of at an angle. There was an air conditioner there, so you really couldn't see anything. But when you opened it, there was total feeling of, holy crap, somebody's gonna see me. But I was stripped bare. My nipples were out, my tits, my pussy. I was just there naked, kneeling, blindfolded, tied up for him. And the other two leg ties were there as well. And then another time, and this was when we were dating, I wanted him to tie me up, because I liked it, because it was hot. So he kind of, I don't want to say hogtied, because I don't think that's what it was, but he tied up my legs, and he tied up my hands with our restrictions, and he put me in bed, and we were playing around, but he had to go do something. So instead of untying me, he left me there in a blanket, like covered. I was completely covered, so if somebody opened the door, it wouldn't look too weird. It would just look like me. Because I am weird. So he left me there, and I think it was blindfolded this time too, so I was completely naked. All I had to cover me up was a blanket, or I don't know if it was a light sheet or a blanket, but that's all I had to cover me up. I was under there. Oh shit, you know what I just forgot? He left me. The fucker left me with a toy in my pussy. So I was there with the toy. I don't think it was active. It was just in me. So there was a full feeling. And I was just stuck in bed like that, waiting for him to come back and play with me. And I don't know if I'm mixing this with another memory or just what I wish would happen next. But I don't know if this is real, but I'm choosing to believe it in this moment. He came back in. He took my blindfold off. And then he went over to his computer like a motherfucker. He turned on online gaming and sat in a lounge chair right over by me, gaming. Now, he would take little breaks or respawn moments to come over and finger my pussy or remove the toy or reinsert it. And he kept doing that to me while I was tied up, laying on his bed, and I was completely comfortable, you know, taken care of. But this fucker left me tied up until he was ready to fuck again. Like, I'm not even kidding. He wanted to keep me in a state of arousal, and I'm not gonna lie, I fucking cream to this day still hearing that, and I'm actually getting kind of horny. Who knew this would turn into such a fucking turn on for me? Then again, the one time, and oh my god, I'm so not proud of this, but I almost orgasmed watching the Food Network. I'm not kidding. So what happened was I had gotten really baked. I think it was when I was figuring out edibles. And I had a huge dose, and my digestive system was not, like, being cool. So when it hit, it fucking hit. And I was in bed with a weighted blanket on top of me. And everything I was watching, like, it was a baking show, and everything I was watching was just, like, so sexual in my brain. Like, it was the edible. I almost orgasmed. So I, oh my God, this is so bad. I took out my toy and put it in my pussy. Actually, I had two toys at that point. I had, an old broken vibrator. I don't have many toys. That was a good plastic hard one, and I really liked it, so I keep it and keep it clean, and I jam that in because it has ridges. And then I have a womanizer, and so I put that on my clit, and I got off to the Food Network. I don't know if that's cringe or whatever, but just like watching them whisk those eggs, it was just so intimate and sexual, and like cutting open a cake. And okay, so this last part is silly, but like when the judges taste something and they really like it, like the faces they make is kind of hot. Don't judge me. But yeah, I did not expect this. What am I gonna do now? Am I going to keep spilling my dirty little secrets? Or am I gonna stop? And am I gonna go fuck my pussy to the memories that have been fucking flowing through my mind like butter? Butter, Jesus Christ. Oh my God. This is so cringy. Whatever. I'm over it. Like, I'm not gonna stop over it. I'm just gonna let it happen, you know? I'm just gonna let whatever happens next happen. And if it happens and it's amazing and mind blowing and fucking freeing more than anything else, that's great. But I have no expectations, except for I want to come, I want to feel, I want to feel the way I get caressed from my toy as I do myself like a greedy little slut. God, I miss the fact that I was a goody-goody. Well, not a good kid. Whatever. I'll own it. I was very straight-laced. I had dirty thoughts and stuff, but I never acted on them. I didn't do drugs. I didn't do anything. I drank when I was 19, but, like, who didn't? So, the one thing I've always regretted and I've always wanted to do is, like, go to a festival or a rave. And I didn't know if I wanted to do drugs because that was not my thing. But now, wouldn't it be cool just to go to a rave and enjoy all of the vibes? And then, like, afterwards, just go to town on your significant other, maybe while other people watch, and get off. Or, maybe you share. Maybe you meet someone you like, you know, like another girl. Maybe I bring her back. Maybe I let my husband get his dick sucked. Maybe I make him eat her pussy. Because in the long run, the more pussy he eats, the better he'll be, you know. I guess I'm kind of selfish in that way. Okay. I'm gonna take a moment to get my toy, because I think I need it. If you're still with me, as soon as this audio comes back on, I promise you, I will have a toy in my hand and my tits out. I'm back. I got a little distracted because I wanted to write some things down before I forget. Because believe me, what happens next is going to be good. So I've got my toy, and the thick head of it is, oh, it's aimed at tight. Oh, that is my pussy, and God damn it, it's so hard to get in, like, and also my pussy's so sore because I've been fucking myself for you, and it's been so hot. God, I never knew how much I'd see. I craved attention. I needed it. God. I think it's turned my husband on a little too. I like that. I like that he likes how I walk around now. And yesterday, I walked up to him and I just fucked his mouth with my tongue. I was eating a raspberry starburst, I think. It was the dark one, the dark red one. I put it in my mouth. I swirled it around in my tongue a little bit. And then, oh my God, my mouth is so dry. I'm so horny. Does that happen to anyone else? Like, your pussy just gets so fucking soaked that your all of your moisture has gone there and you're like, ah no, because fuck, if I could, my mouth would be watering right now. Oh God, I just got like blissed out, and then I totally like, and not blacked out, but I just kind of leaned into that pleasure for a moment. You know, lean into the way that my vibrator is buzzing in me. And all those bunny ears. How they're massaging my clit. And how on the other end, you're sitting there right now. And you are jerking that cock for me. Or maybe you're thinking about it. Smell your pheromones from here, and I'm getting so fucking turned on. I'm pulling my hair a little bit as if you were here. Pulling my hair. Or maybe it's my husband pulling my fucking hair while you watch, while you pull yourself out. You pull yourself out. My husband guides my slutty little whore face into your dick. Just this once. Just this once. Oh, God. Oh, God. Or maybe you do grab my hair. I think I like this version better. You grab me by my hair. Gently at first, but a little rougher as soon as you hear me moan. Because, God, that does turn me on. God, it's like I've gone pre-cum dumb. This is all. This are blurring in to my first kiss memory. God, that memory is so fucking hot. Being pressed up against the wall, being pressed up against the wall, being fuck. I want you to fuck me. Or maybe the morning to eat me out. Maybe let me climb up the tree and hang from a tree branch, and you eat me out. You eat me out, baby. Oh, you eat me out. You eat me out. Oh God, this is so hot. While I'm hanging from the fucking branch, you know, with my legs wrapped around your fucking face. As I fucking ride you. Oh, I think I like that better. I'll ride your fucking face. I'll ride your fucking face. I'll hurt it. I'll ride your fucking face. With my legs wrapped around you while you jerk your cock. Oh, listener, I think that you have the most perfect cock there is. I'm sure. Because whatever cock it is, it's yours. So fucking own it. Let's just say, because it's my craving, you have a big fucking dick. I just like thinking about it. Thinking about a man stroking his thick, big cock. And then pulling me down by my legs with my arms wrapped around him while we fucking passionately tongue fuck. He slides my fucking dripping cunt over his hot fucking dick and fucks the shit out of me. Obviously we'd be fucking adults, but goddammit. Shit, I'm sorry, baby. Oh God, I just came everywhere. I just came and I'm still horny. Oh fuck. Maybe you should get one of those dildos that you can attach to anything so I can just like put it on a pillow and then hump it or something. I don't know. Oh, or maybe use my husband. Obviously. Oh God, I'm coming down and it's so perfect. I feel so good. Just so you know, I hope that you enjoyed this and I hope that you had fun with fantasizing with me. Let me know how you feel about it. I would love to hear your feedback in the comments if you've made it all the way through this audio. If you have, welcome to the Finishers Club, I guess. A club that I just made up right now, but it's the best club ever, so fucking welcome. God, I'm getting horny again. Well, I need to go clean up and take care of myself. Finishers Club, let me know how I did and if this was good, bad, weird, whatever. I welcome all feedback and thank you for joining me.